is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free as we launch into hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
The number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls. Kevin in Minnesota has been waiting patiently. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, how are you guys doing this evening?
Great, what's on your mind?
Just wanted to say congratulations for being one of the most important 250 talk shows on the air.
Oh, well, gosh, thanks very much. Talkers Magazine has named us as one of the top 250 for a second year in a row, so that's good.
Yeah, I've been listening for a while. It's been a while, though. I apologize for not listening, but today on this wonderful 420, I thought I'd give a call. I created a nonprofit organization called Cannabis Resolution.
Okay.
And one thing that I do agree with the whole, especially compassionate use with medicinal cannabis, but one thing that we tend to always overlook is the 600 or the 60,000 other benefits that can be brought upon this earth from legalization of industrial cannabis.
Yeah, you're referring to hemp.
Well, and this is the biggest challenge that I have with the slippery slope of hemp and marijuana, because conceivably they're both the same plant, the sativa plant.
That's correct.
And by keep fighting back and forth of whether it's hemp or whether it's marijuana, we keep dodging the issue that the benefits of the cannabis sativa plant is astronomical.
Yeah, we had Dave in Montana call in last week and just sort of run down the laundry list of the different things that that hemp can be used for, the different products that that can be made from hemp, everything from paper to paint to clothing. I mean, it's just all over the map. Shampoo. I mean, you can make so many different things from it. But, I mean, paper alone is a tremendous industry. And it results in, you know, the industry's fine. They're doing okay planting the trees that they need to plant to make the paper. But the fact is, using hemp plants would be a lot cheaper. You'd be able to harvest much faster. And that could really do some really good things for the
people. Well,
paper.
Even now that they're talking about the whole ethanol and the methanol being the big scream lately, you would actually get more yield per acre from the cannabis plant than you would from the soybean or the corn, not excluding the cost that to grow soybean or corn you have to use pesticides and herbicides.
Wait, are you talking about an oil? I'm sorry, I missed which product?
The gasoline.
Oh, gasoline.
The methanol or ethanol?
Yes.
That you don't have to use any pesticides or herbicides, which usually are petroleum-based anyway,
I see,
to grow the plant. So you're saving millions of dollars just in that factor alone. Not even to mention the fact that growing in a crop rotation, you will utilize a field that's been gone through a crop rotation with cannabis, because it would destroy practically every weed in the acreage that's planted, so then the next season you could grow your other vegetables without having to use.
It's amazing to me that obviously the hemp plant, if it were legal again, would be able to create all these different products that you're talking about, and that would threaten some existing established industries.
Oh, definitely.
Though I don't understand why one company doesn't come forward and really advocate for hemp with the intention of utilizing it for its products once it were legalized. Why doesn't someone pick up the ball and be a public advocate for this? Are they
cowardly? North Dakota right now is actually, people are putting in permits with the DEA to try to establish growing hemp, but they have such ungodly rules when it comes to what the conditions have to be. They have to have an 8-foot fence around their field. They have to have security up the wazoo.
Which is retarded, because nobody wants to steal hemp plants.
Right. Well, the thing that's also funny is that the DEA, they say they can't distinguish the difference between a medicinal cannabis plant and an industrial cannabis plant.
Really?
Yet they're able to distinguish the difference between cookie poppy seeds and opium poppy seeds.
Yeah, isn't the difference that the industrial plants aren't flowered?
Well, the difference is that when you're using a medicinal or marijuana, and I hate doing the marijuana hemp thing, but if you're growing medicinally, you have to grow the plant in such that the plant grows robustly, where it's not next to each other. You need like a 3-foot radius around it so the plant can actually bloom and flower in that. With the industrial cannabis, it's grown 6 to 8 inches apart, where it doesn't matter if it seeds or not. You're just growing it for the fact of it growing.
Right.
And thus the seeds can be used for many different things, and the entire plant can be used for a substantial different amount of products.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate the call, and hopefully maybe here in the Free State in New Hampshire we'll be seeing some positive hemp legislation sometime soon. I know it's introduced on a pretty much yearly basis, and hopefully we'll get some pro-liberty people elected and we can make something happen here.
Could I give a plug for my nonprofit?
Yeah, sure.
It's called CannabisResolution.com.
Very good. Thanks for the call, Kevin. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. There you go.
I've heard of them somewhere before. I don't know where. It just strikes a... rings a bell.
I don't know either. But coming up, we'll talk about Mark Emery, who is a major advocate of the legalization or re-legalization of marijuana. We've had him on the show before. We'll give you an update on his status here in a few moments. But let's go to a different Liam. This one's in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Liam. Oh, Liam on the Apple Bar. Let's try you now.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
How's it going?
Going good.
Cool. I called because I wanted to talk about the fair tax thing.
Okay.
You guys have probably heard of it, right?
Yeah, we've actually been discussing it over the past couple nights.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't been listening over the last couple of nights.
And it shows. Go ahead.
Hey. A little mean there.
I'm a little mean.
Well, hey, if you guys can get on in Indianapolis 5 nights a week, I'll listen to you every night.
Awesome.
I promise.
Well, you'll have to call the new program director there at WXNT. There's a new guy in charge. I haven't even talked to him yet, so you should give him a call. Call him and tell him thanks.
I left him a message, the old one, I guess, a while back, but he never responded.
Of course
but
he didn't.
Anyway, I don't know much about the fair tax thing, and I was reading this card, and it was put out by, like, fairtaxorg.com or something, and it told all the benefits of the fair tax thing, and I was like, I'd like to hear what you guys think about it, because I don't know anything about it, pretty much, and I'd like to. So
We have two main complaints with the fair tax.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll let Ian go first.
Well, one of my issues is that it creates a welfare program for every single American, in that they have this thing that they call the prebate, and they're essentially what they're doing is they're sending out checks of a certain amount to every single American household with the intention that, well, this is supposed to help poor people pay this 30% sales tax or 25% sales tax, so we're just going to hand out government money to people, to every single household. That's a problem, number one.
Definitely.
Number two is a lot of the fair tax advocates believe that the fair tax will come to fruition with the abolishment of the 16th Amendment, which it's just not going to happen that way.
Well, they claim that getting rid of the 16th Amendment is part of the bill, but once the bill's passed, there's no guarantee that the 16th Amendment's going to be done away with.
Nor is there a guarantee that the IRS will be done away with as well.
Yeah.
And, in fact, what I would recommend that you do is
what my concern is in this whole thing is not only will we have a national sales tax of 30 cents a buck, but you'll also have a national income tax that'll just come back, and pretty soon we'll be paying both.
Right. They'll start it on the rich, and then it'll expand just like it originally did when they created it. Here's what I recommend you do, Liam. There's an excellent paper on Mises.org. I don't know what it's called, but if you search for fair tax... You'll find it, and it rebuts point by point all of the claims that the fair tax people make. It's amazing. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, and also Liam mentioning his local radio station. He happens to live in an area where Free Talk Live is on the air. If you don't have Free Talk Live in your area, then just call up your local talk station. Ask to talk to the program director. If you don't get him on the phone,
they do want to hear from you.
Leave him a message or her. And let them know that you'd really like to hear Free Talk Live on their radio station. It's not going to change the programming tomorrow, but down the line, it might work. All right, 800-259-9231. The latest on Mark Emery on the way. And if we get a chance, we'll go over the entomology of 420. Because, well, this is the 420 edition of Free Talk Live. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. April 20th, 2007, gold is at $691.50 an ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $714.51, $362.82 for half ounce, and $179.65 for quarter ounce coins. That's $714.51, $362.82, and $179.65.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The Free Talk Live wiki is there. Over 1,200 pages created by listeners just like you. It's the listener-editable version of our website. I think you'll like it. It's free, of course. Wiki. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
April's Financial Literacy Month. Give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child a kid's journey to getting rich. Order at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 800-657-5066.
Our number is 800-259-9231. We're talking about marijuana. It is, of course, the 420 edition of Free Talk Live, 420 being the marijuana holiday, in case you didn't know. It's also known as the time of day when many marijuana smokers will partake of their favorite plant. I personally don't do that, but there are a lot of people that are celebrating today.
Darn early to get inebriated to me.
420?
I think it's more of a younger person's thing. When I was 16, I used to do it because my parents would come home at 5 o'clock.
At that time?
Yeah, so my parents would come home at 5 o'clock, and I'd be able to do it without them knowing before they came home.
Yeah, if you've got responsibilities, you really shouldn't be participating in that.
I don't have time for that anymore.
But nonetheless, I've got an update here for you in a few moments on Mark Emery, our friend who we had on the show about, it's been over a year, so we really should have him back. But he is being prosecuted or persecuted by the United States government. He lives in Canada, and they're trying to get him out of Canada. They're trying to extradite him, and we'll give you the update on his story. He's still in Canada for the moment. Let's go to Jim in Kansas in the meantime. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Jim in Kansas. Jim going once. Jim in Kansas going twice. Well, let's try him later. All right, so anyway, to IPS, the Interpress Service News Agency in Vancouver, Canadian Mark Emery, an evangelical advocate of legalizing marijuana, is to face a high-profile hearing next month on whether he should be extradited to the United States to face charges stemming from his lucrative internet-based marijuana seed business. The case in the May 28th hearing in particular highlights the incongruity of Canadian and U.S. drug legislation. The relatively liberal drug laws of their northern neighbor have regularly irritated U.S. authorities. In the Vapor Lounge, also known as the People's Lounge, or the British Columbia Marijuana Party, in the cannabis culture store on Hastings Street in Vancouver, Emery is watching his hometown team play the Dallas Stars in the first round of professional ice hockey Stanley Cup playoffs when he sits down with the IPS. There are about a dozen people hanging out and smoking up. I am offered some BC hash, but politely decline. The Canucks are up by 2 goals in the third period. The air is electric and everyone breathes together between the pauses of the hockey announcer. The number on the Canucks hockey jersey he is wearing is 420, referring to April 20th, the date of the annual marijuana legalization rally. Mark expects 7,000 people at the Vancouver Art Gallery today. So this was supposed to happen, I don't know what time zone Vancouver's in. Is that West Coast? Is that the West?
Yeah.
In Canada?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's probably happening right now. I read earlier that it's supposed to be 4 o'clock something in the afternoon, so probably just got over with. They were expecting thousands of people at the art gallery to be smoking marijuana in full public view as a protest against drug prohibition laws this week. We need more of that in the United States.
Well, it's my understanding they were doing the same thing in Ann Arbor today, too.
Really?
Yeah, the tickets in Ann Arbor are very, very low for smoking marijuana, so...
Great.
I think it's the first offense is $25, the second one's $50. I don't know the facts.
I'd love to know how that turned out. We need more of that. Known as the Prince of Pot or the King of Cannabis, the self-described libertarian's modus operandi has been to publicly and unapologetically lampoon proponents of the zero-tolerance drug war. If he is a Canadian Tony Montana, you know, the guy from Scarface, he certainly carries no weapons and has no security detail and is as affable as the local bartender. In an age of media spectacle, he's a genius of the satirical gesture. DEA, says Emery, DEA agents watched too many episodes of Miami Vice when they were young. Much of the profit from Emery's business empire been used to fund pro-legalization activities, such as publishing Cannabis Culture magazine, founding the Hemp BC Legal Assistance Center, the Little Grow Store, the Cannabis Cafe, and initiating Pot TV, an internet-based television program. See, unlike most drug lords, and you'll hear the DEA's comments here on him in a moment, they're labeling him as a drug lord. Most drug lords, you know, they pour their money into flashy cars and weapons and
He rents
violence.
An apartment, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because he just rolls all of his profits into his activism, which is awesome. All of these businesses were operating under full public view of Canadian authorities as legal entities or gray zones that weren't enforced despite Emery's 11 marijuana-related convictions. But it'd be unfair to simply characterize Emery as just some shady BC drug dealer. He's a tireless and charismatic civil liberties activist, a marijuana legalization troubadour, and head of the Marijuana Party, which garnered 3.2% of the popular vote in the 2001 British Columbia provincial election. It's It's better than the Libertarian Party can probably claim. Emery quit high school after run-ins with teachers and went in to open his own bookstore in London, Ontario at the age of 17. From this outpost, he led dozens of freedom crusades, including campaigns against Sunday store closure laws, in defense of hate literature, pornography, and his right to sell sexually explicit music by the group Two Live Crew. He ran a 23-day, he ran a 23-day emergency garbage service during a civic strike, drawing the ire of labor unions. I want to ask him more about that when we talk to him again.
Man, he sounds like he's busy.
During the 2001 BC provincial election, as one of the leaders of the marijuana party, he rented out a campaign bus. I'm going to skip that part. When I asked his opinion about George Bush's foreign policy and his approach to the drug war, Emery says, "If I met him, I would wring that bastard's neck. Canada is becoming a vassal state." And I understand his concern because essentially what's going on is that the United States authorities are demanding that Canada bow to their will. They're demanding that Canada participate in extraditing Mark Emery to the United States.
I hope Canada does not give in to that.
And Canada is their own country.
Yeah,
that's an
insult to their sovereignty.
Hopefully they will protect their citizen in this particular case. Though Emery's been selling marijuana seeds for close to a decade, he's never been convicted of it in Canada. His magazine is sent to all of the members of the Canadian Parliament, which, by the way, is cannabis culture, and his latest issue is being sent to every member of the U.S. House of Representatives. As he takes me downstairs to his headquarters in the basement, he shows me the envelopes addressed to the U.S. politicians, introduces me to his wife, and shows me the latest issues of cannabis culture, on the cover of which has a photo montage of famous personalities from the music world, like Bob Marley, Willie Nelson, as well as actors like Woody Harrelson and Tommy Chong, and even a U.S. presidential candidate standing in front of the U.S. House of Representatives. They are carrying signs that say, "Bongs, not bombs," and a fake banner that says, "Legalize it." There's a makeshift television studio in his basement for recording shows for pot.tv. He has his own television station on the Internet. The third period is over, game headed into overtime. In an editorial for Cannabis Culture, Emery calls attention to outrageously long prison sentences, brutal law enforcement, and families torn apart. In 35 years of this war on cannabis and drugs, and it is mostly a war on pot, the prison population in the United States went from 196,000 in 1972 to a disgusting 2.3 million in 2005, a 12-fold increase in the short span of two generations. A little bit more about Mark and the latest on his case, and what the DEA has to say about him. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Also, a quick update on our friend Loretta Nall, a marijuana activist down in Alabama, and what's happened with her charges. We'll get to that, your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 on that toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. And that includes the updates. We will clue you in whenever there's something new to announce about the show if you get signed up for the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th to the 24th. At Porkfest, you will be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who have made the move and attend leadership and activist training seminars. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
800-259-9231, the 420 edition of Free Talk Live, talking about Mark Emery. You may know him as the publisher of Cannabis Culture Magazine, the main competitor, basically, to High Times. We've had Mark on the show in the past, and hopefully we'll have him on again. He's currently still facing extradition to the United States on trumped-up charges of being a drug lord. We'll see what Karen Tandy from the DEA has to say here in a moment, but the Interpress Service News Agency is just kind of giving us an update. The 28th of May is going to be his hearing as to whether or not the Canadian government will be extraditing Mr. Emery to the United States. Former Vancouver mayor and now Senator Larry Campbell, seen as centrist with leftward leanings, told IPS in an interview, "This whole trial is much ado about nothing. If Mark Emery is the worst criminal we've got in Vancouver that the U.S. is interested in going after, then I must say we've got to be doing pretty well. It seems to be a bit of an overreaction to get the full weight of the U.S. government bearing down on you for selling pot seeds. The DEA is like a paramilitary organization." And then he adds, which is completely unnecessary, but he adds, when it's run by a right-wing government. As though the DEA is going to be less paramilitary with a left-wing government in charge.
I'm pretty sure that the DEA was pretty just as nasty as it is today when Clinton was in charge.
I think you're right about that.
I mean, that's sort of what they do, you know?
They're nasty. Emery was arrested in Halifax, Nova Scotia, in 2005 after a U.S. federal grand jury indicted him on charges of conspiracy to distribute marijuana seeds, conspiracy to distribute marijuana, and conspiracy to engage in money laundering. Conviction of any of those offenses could result in a minimum sentence of 10 years to a maximum of life in prison. Why didn't they charge him with actually distributing marijuana seeds?
They love that word, conspiracy.
Is it just they don't have evidence?
Did he do it or not?
I don't know. I mean, conspiracy charges are outrageous. They're essentially thought crimes, and Americans should be outraged that there are such so-called crimes in America. At issue is not only the incompatibility of U.S. and Canadian drug laws, but the acquiescence of the RCMP, that's the Mounties, and the Canadian legal system in carrying out the arrest in coordination with the DEA and the U.S. legal system. Essentially, the U.S. said jump, and the Canadian cops did. Well, who the hell are they?
They're completely out of their jurisdiction.
A statement released by DEA Administrator Karen Tandy following Emery's arrest said, quote, Emery and his organization had been designated as one of the Attorney General's most wanted international drug trafficking organizational targets, one of only 46 in the world and the only one from Canada. So there you go. So he's an international drug trafficking organizational target, according to the DEA.
Well, you'd think that there was some violent criminal that had gone across the Canadian border to hide out from the police at some point in the recent past, within the last decade, because that's how long they've been bothering this guy, that they could go after instead of Mark Emery, a guy that perhaps
seeds from his basement.
Maybe sold some seeds. They can't even seem to prove it.
Right.
Otherwise, they should charge him with, at the very least, selling the seeds instead of conspiring to.
Emery wrote in his magazine that the DEA even has a subscription to cannabis culture and that it was purchased with money orders on U.S. Department of Justice stationery. At the time of his arrest, Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper reported that Special Agent Rodney Benson of the DEA claimed that Emery had distributed millions of cannabis seeds to U.S. customers over the years, earning as much as $3 million annually. Benson told a Seattle news conference at the time, quote, I am pleased to announce that he is out of business as of today. His overblown arrogance and abuse of the rule of law will no longer be on display. Like other drugs, marijuana harms the innocents.
How does marijuana harm the innocent?
Because I said
does
so.
Does it come and run and kick them in the butt when they're not looking?
U.S. officials praised Canadian law enforcement for its outstanding cooperation in the drug bust. The only previous time Emery has spent time in jail for a marijuana-related charge was 2 months for passing a joint at a Saskatchewan pro-legalization rally. So there's the latest on Mark. He's facing, again, extradition next month, and hopefully we'll hear only good news about him and not the fact that he's going to be extradited to the United States, where he will be facing some serious jail time for doing nothing more than helping people get their hands on a few seeds. Isn't it sad?
Yes, absolutely.
This insanity needs to end. Mark Emery is just one example of the hundreds of thousands of people who have been arrested here in the United States on marijuana charges. Over 700,000 people last year alone. These are people who have gone through the system. They have spent time in U.S. jails, many of them spending over a decade for growing or selling or even in some cases just possessing some marijuana. And these are your friends and family members. Do you really think they're going to be better off in their lives after they get out of jail for 5-10 years and they've got a record?
Yeah. I mean, how easy is it to find a job once you're out and have a record? I can tell you, people will turn you down.
It's tragic.
I'm not saying it's going to happen to every job and you got to just keep trying, but, you can get turned down because you've got a record.
There is a little bit of good news in the marijuana, the battle that is being fought from the activists versus the evil people in government that want to throw them in jail. We've got the latest on Loretta Nall here in moments. But back to the phone calls. Let's talk to Jim in Kansas. We're giving him one more shot here. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey now.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got through this time. Okay. I wanted to call in about the 4chan thing, the prank callers that have been calling in. It's actually interesting. There's been some things that actually turned up to be true as far as what these guys are about. I don't know if you're familiar too much about who they are.
Yeah, I've looked at the Wikipedia entry. I've been to 4chan. I've poked around the website. They come up with these sort of internet. I think they call them. Is it memes? Is that how you pronounce it?
They're like memes. I couldn't pronounce it.
I believe it's memes. I'm not sure about that. I'll have to get the pronunciation some other time. But essentially, it's just a funny, strange concept, like an internet only sort of concept that is created just on a whim and somehow becomes popular.
It's an inside joke that some people on the internet create, and then perhaps it gets a little more popular simply by the nature of the internet.
Right, like the
kids have been making inside jokes with each other since they've been kids.
Right, but now they can spread further than your school. Now they can spread worldwide via the internet, and so they've sort of collected up all these memes and have just essentially. I don't know. They integrated into their conversations. They integrated into their lives, and some of them are fairly entertaining, like the Raptor Jesus. I like the Raptor Jesus, but the Mudkips I wasn't aware of. So what did you have to say about it?
Well, actually, the whole 4chan, especially their subdivision, which is more like their infiltration group, the Patriotic Negras, which has been attacking Mike Lori and my estates here in Second Life. Oh, by the way, I'm at the Gimme the Liberty Bar. Gotta amp that. Well, it turns out that this is actually a study on terrorism that's being conducted by Woodbury University. I think it's in, Berkeley, California?
Mm-hmm.
It's funded by the Department of Homeland Security, and what's interesting was that the Virginia Tech shooting, the shooter got on hours before he went and shot and posted on the 4chan board. You might be able to pull it up. I was actually, I got it from a different source, and it says, "Hey, B, I'm going to go kill everyone at the VTech today in the name of
Anonymous."
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, one of the things, when we went on the 4chan website, you don't have to create a name. You don't have to log in to the website. It's completely
correct.
Anonymous.
Yes.
Wow, now that's confirmed. Huh. Was it absolutely, are you sure it was actually him, or could anybody could have made that claim, right? It was before the attacks, though? It's time-stamped?
Well, here's what's going on. There's a guy in Second World named MCF. His gig, I guess his name is. Like I said, it's hard to pronounce a lot of these names. He's actually a professor at the Woodbury University. And
I want to know more. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I want to know more about this investigation into terrorism and how it connects to 4chan. I missed that point. 800-259-9231. Talking about, I guess, internet geeks. More on the way. This is your show, and I'm a geek too, just not this kind. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide tax relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The pack at 8.net toll-free line for you. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site are totally free. We give them away to you for free. Freetalklive.com. By the way, we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier and also becoming and buying some stuff at our store. So head over to store.freetalklive.com to take a look at the new products we've got, including the very hot-selling Free Talk Live multi-gadget, and the new hoodies, the new beanie, the lighter combo, the lighter bottle opener combo, and more, all for pre-order right now at store.freetalklive.com. As we continue with the calls here, we had Jim in Kansas on the line. Jim, calling from the Gimme Liberty Bar in Second Life. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you're explaining to us the whole 4chan situation. Again, this is 4chan.org is a website that is essentially populated by what I would guess as younger teens. I would say just teens in general are probably the heaviest users of 4chan, and it's an anonymous message board that you don't even have to sign up for an account to use. It's not really the most user friendly of message boards.
It's really hard to understand.
Disturbing photos that are posted there. There are different sort of channels on there, and some of them are really kind of sick. But nonetheless, these people create sort of internet inside jokes, and you say they've been invading your property on a Second Life. That's a whole other issue. But yeah. You mentioned that apparently the Virginia Tech shooter has allegedly, before his shooting, posted on this 4chan website, essentially announcing his intentions, and this was a result of an investigation. What is this investigation about again?
Okay, it's not an investigation. It's a study that's being conducted by the University, and what it is, it's a study on terrorism, and it's mostly the patriotic niggers that's the study, and they're trying to determine what kind of mindset would join a terrorist organization, and what exactly they would do if they were in this terrorist organization, and it's being funded. It's just being funded by the Department of Homeland Security.
Hold on a second. Are you telling me that the Patriotic Nigras is essentially a fake group that is supposed to attract people who are interested in terrorism?
well, it's more virtual terrorism. They're not exactly, you know, bombing anything. I'm pretty sure that the Virginia Tech shooting was a bad unintended consequence. What essentially they're trying to do is trying to see what kind of mindset would actually join any kind of terrorist. It's a psychological study, if anything.
But they created this group that the 4chan people have essentially joined?
Yeah. Well, it's not. I believe it's just the Patriotic Negros, but it may be the 4chan too. It's hard to tell.
You're alleging that 4chan is a website operated by the federal government?
No. The Patriotic Negros, which is kind of like their infiltration group, which is a bunch of people who came off of the 4chan group and decided to come together and raid places like Second Life, call in radio shows and harass them, and all kinds of other kind of virtual terrorism.
And you're saying the government is behind the creation of this group?
No, they're not. They're funding a study that a university is doing to gather the information.
Who created the Patriotic Negros? Was it just some kids on 4chan, or was it this university? That's what I don't understand.
It's the university. It's not the government.
Kids are pretty sharp. I mean, the kids that are on this 4chan, they know what they're doing when comes to the internet. I mean, how do they not realize that they've been scammed by this university? How do they not figure this out? I mean, if you know it, why don't they know it, or do they? How did you find this out?
Well, it's just the intel that we actually work with a group of people on here, and the pieces are actually coming together quite well on it. I have a piece of information on it. I have to dig through my inventory to find it all, but essentially saying admitting that the leader admitting that he works for the university. Where their base is currently set up is on a simulator, which is the area in Second Life.
Now, the reason you have done all this digging is because in Second Life, in the Gimme Liberty Bar, you've had invasions, essentially. You've had what are basically digital terrorist attacks happening in this computer simulation known as Second Life. Is that correct?
Right.
And how did you, I mean, I understand that you had these attacks take place where they go in and they try to disrupt things that are going on. They set off bombs to try to crash people's computers and that sort of thing. How did you determine who was behind this?
Well, we have intelligence agents. It's kind of funny. We have intelligence agents that are actually they're working in and or around this group that's doing this. It's the Woodbury University simulator is where their base is at right now, and
you just happened to have people that were inside the group that came and reported to you. What I don't understand made that connection. Jim.
We infiltrated the group.
But how did you know it was them to be infiltrated? How did you figure that out?
Well, what exactly do you mean?
Well, after you were attacked, I mean, how did you know who attacked you? How did you know what group to go and infiltrate? I mean, certainly there are more than one group that. I don't understand how you made the connection to 4chan.
Well, the 4chan griefers are very, very obvious because they use a lot of the memes in their attacks. Like
I see.
Yeah, they'll use.
So they'll bomb you with mud kips, for instance.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Well, mud kips, goatsy. Probably their favorite thing is the lemon party.
Oh, goodness. Okay, now all of our listeners that have never gone online for very long have no idea what
and
we're talking about.
They're not missing anything.
Don't look
at any of these pictures.
Don't look
they're
for
not pretty.
Don't look for Lemon Party. You will regret it. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call, and good luck with your continued investigation into these online terrorist activities.
That was kind of vague, right?
Didn't you understand?
No, it was kind of vague. It's not that I didn't understand what he was saying. It's just the facts. There was a dearth of facts involved in the claims and explanations. And I feel like to some extent that was just an opportunity to come on the air and say Negroes over and over again.
I thought it was Negroes.
He said Negra, which is I think related to Negroes. And I don't think Jim is on the inside of this particular group. Jim is one of the guys, as I understand it, that operates the Second Life Gimme Liberty Bar.
That gave him credence in my mind, but I was just skeptical.
Let's continue with the calls. It's Jeremy in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about that that guy that talks about mudkips.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Did you guys ever figure out what mudkips were?
Yes, it's a Pokemon. It is a Pokemon character.
Pokemon. It happens to be my favorite Pokemon.
Get out of here. What do you? I mean, can you imagine that? What's your second favorite Pokemon?
Probably Charmander going around that era. But no. But seriously, I did some research.
Yeah.
And the mudkip, like when it loses health points. Its damage multiplier increases by times 5.
Yeah, good. You know, that was actually one of the better ones. At least he didn't scream the little noise.
Well, he didn't get a chance to, but not so bad.
Yeah, damage times 5 with the mudkips. Yeah. You needed to know that.
Yeah, that's important.
You learn.
That's like the worst prank calls ever.
You learn something new every night. You know what they do is they get together on...
You can hear them laughing.
Right, well, what they do is they get together on Skype. If they're not actually in the same room together, and it's doubtful that many of them are, but they get together on Skype, and they have this little Skype cast where they all can connect to one another. It's sort of like a party line, basically,
mm-hmm.
Where they can all talk to one another, listen to one another, and then they use Skype because Skype can dial out to phone lines, and they use Skype to actually make the outgoing call to Free Talk Live. Anyway, let's continue to Carol in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carol.
Hello. It just came over our local news that the good Tom Ridge is going to head up the investigation down at the college here in Virginia.
And what about it?
Well, I'm just, why him? You know?
I don't know.
Why
he's a bureaucrat.
Well.
They had to pick some bureaucrat.
Well, he didn't do right by the people in my hometown, I'll tell you.
What do you mean? And,
well, the water in my hometown is contaminated badly. In fact, my whole county is the cancer capital of the nation. And
do you have to boil the water to drink it or something?
No, no. When he was governor, he cleaned up this former Avtec site for $6 million. And, of course, I did extensive research, and the initial cost was $189.9 million to clean up, and he did it for $6 million. So we know he didn't do anything here, you know. And the beat goes on.
Now hold on. Do you think that the amount of money that the government spends on a project is indicative of how good of a job they did?
Well, I guess if they spent $200, you know, the point of it is they push the little dirt around.
Yeah, that's what they do. They do like to push dirt around. And
I think it's like if you trust a government to clean something up anyway, you're going to be disappointed.
You're going to be disappointed. Carol, thanks for the call. We're out of time. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. It's either crank callers or people being poisoned. Best show ever.
I thought we were going to blame it on the Freemasons.
More coming up tomorrow night. Join us for the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We'll see you then.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.